A former counterterrorism official says that the president's rhetoric has and is currently encouraging right-wing extremism. Elizabeth Newman worked in government for nearly 20 years. One of her jobs was to coordinate U.S. policy against the threat of domestic terrorism. And you might remember just a year ago, the Department of Homeland Security announced a new effort to focus on white nationalist threats and other domestic violence. Newman says the rest of the Trump administration failed to take the threat seriously, and she expressed fears about this fall to NPR Steve Inskeep.
As a security professional, you look at the environment that we're currently operating in and knowing that in the lead up to the election, the rhetoric is just going to get more intense. So you worry that we're sitting on a tinderbox about to explode because more fuel keeps being added to the fire.
Steve Inskeep joins us now. Steve, hello.
Good to talk to you again, Robin. Hi.
Hi. Well, boy, this made me sit up early this morning when we first heard some of this. It's pretty stunning. We want to hear a little more, but some context. Newman told you she is a Christian conservative who voted for Trump, worked at the Department of Homeland Security. As we said, addressing domestic terrorism was one of their top priorities. But here's what she said about the rest of the administration, including the president.
For whatever reason, if we use the term domestic terrorism or we talk about the white supremacist language, that seems to derail things at the White House, and it wasn't clear to me why.
Steve, what is this telling you about the thinking in the White House?
This is an inside account of what I think we see played out in public. If the president is asked about some kind of right-wing attack, someone who seems to be on his side, even if they're an extremist, even if they've done something that he would disagree with generally, he tends to change the subject to the other side. He was asked just yesterday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, about systemic racism and changed the subject to left-wing protesters committing violence in Portland and elsewhere. And Newman describes something like that happening in the private counsels of the White House. She, as the Assistant Secretary for Counterterrorism and Threat Prevention, wanted to focus more attention on the growing problem, she says, of right-wing extremism in the United States. She sees far more people being killed, far more attacks from the right, the extreme right, than the left, although she is a conservative Republican herself. She says, I'm not talking about right-wing Republicans. I'm talking about right-wing extremists. She sees this happening. She went to the White House, tried to get funding to fight it, and was told by sympathetic White House staff, we can try to do something, but you can't call it domestic terrorism. You can't talk about white supremacy. We need to label it as something else, or it just won't get past the top level. She seemed to think the problem was the president.
Well, and here she is pointing out that what the president is saying, for instance, that it's the racial justice protesters or Antifa, a loose anti-fascist group that's causing these problems. It doesn't fit the picture she's seeing. Let's listen.
If you look at the arrests that have occurred in the protests of the summer, it's the Boogaloo movement, or it's an association with QAnon. It's the right side of the spectrum. It is not Antifa.
So, Steve, how are we seeing this divide play out and how the administration is shaping its priorities?
What this means is that we do not see a clear public administration strategy facing domestic extremism, domestic terrorism in the United States. It's not something the administration talks about with one voice. And part of Newman's concern also is that whatever policies the administration follows, she likes some of the policies, she feels some of the policies are good, the president undermines them constantly by the way that he talks, racist remarks, retweeting white supremacists, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And just in about the minute we have, she is, again, a lifelong Republican. She says she'll be voting for Biden this year. And just more on her concerns about what might happen.
She essentially said what a lot of other national security professionals across the political spectrum have said, that she's concerned about the president's judgment. She's concerned about domestic terrorism, but a lot more. And she argues that the guardrails are gone, that a lot of the more senior people who had the power, the clout, the authority, and the courage to say no to the president in the early parts of the administration are gone, just as she is gone.
That's Steve Inskeep, host of NPR's Morning Edition. We'll post his interview with this former Homeland Security official at hearnow.org. Steve, thanks so much.
Glad to do it anytime.